This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Everybody is to leave here immediately. This cafe is closed until further notice. Clear the room at once.
How can you close me up on what ground?
I'm shocked to find that gambling is going on in here.
You're winning, sir.
Oh, thank you very much. Everybody out at once.
Round up the usual suspects.
2-1-1-0.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
New government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have this far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat
and put on the Kevlar.
It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that person who is going to help us stop the totalitarians, one person at a time? And are you the exceptional American that I talk about all the time? I suspect you are because you're listening to the show. But can you help us stop these totalitarians, one person at a time? Well, visit our website, agenda21radio.news, and also the sister website, newcaliforniastate.com, newcaliforniastate.com, for all of your news and information about New California and what's really been going on. Absolutely, a Twitter storm erupted over New California. So we are going to continue that Twitter storm as the days go on. Yesterday was the grievance day number one. It will go down in history as January 23rd, 2018. Grievances were read at various local county courthouses. The people of California and New California are grieving the government of California. And yesterday's first grievance was rolled out. We're going to get into that in the third hour. We're going to be talking this hour about, a couple of things. What has been going on in the rest of the world? Like, what in the world really happened in Hawaii? With this whole thing about false alarms and clearances and all this other garbage that went on because they had a false alarm about a missile test. I think it was a false flag, clearly. But we're going to get into some of the discussion about that and about how come state officials, in particular in California as an example, haven't been properly warning the population about upcoming impending doom scenarios. Oroville Dam, which are coming up to the one-year anniversary of the Oroville Dam. We'll be out there at the dam. We'll be doing our reporting, but first we get a cup of Agenda 21 Radio Brew. This is sort of customary at this time in the radio show that I slurp down. Well, this is actually on the second pot. I've been up since 3 a.m. This is what we do around here. For you, We are up early in the morning in California at 3 a.m. Well, I know it's 6 a.m. East Coast time. Then we jump on the air at 6 a.m. Pacific time, which is 9 a.m. East Coast time. And now it's 10 on the East Coast and 7 on the West Coast. And I'm slurping down the first cup from the second pot. Hang on. Okay, now I am back. I am back. So anyway, visit our websites, agenda21radio.news and also newcaliforniastate.com. Listen to this. You know, we've been talking about the scenario of what California and Illinois and New York might look like, actually. And of course, everybody says, well, New York could never look this way. Really? Look at what's going on in California. All the squalor. People living, the tent people that are living on the side of the Santa Ana River in Southern California and down there in San Diego. And all, of course, just a few blocks away from me, 3,000 homeless people on the river, the Feather River and Yuba River confluence. I mean, it's unbelievable what's going on. It's just absolute, you know, and the squalor that these people are living in. Some of these people actually have jobs. This is just where they live. Yeah, this is Welcome to Socialism 101, and it's interesting. We're going to be interviewed by some people coming up from. We're going to get all kinds of weird interviews going on, which is going to help us to help hopefully the plight of these people in New California. But my bigger point right now is that where can we get a glimpse of what California, Illinois, New York, and other states might look like in a few years if they continue down the path that they're Washington State as well. How about we just take a little quick look over at Venezuela? You know, we have not really been doing the Venezuelan situation justice, as we were reporting quite a bit of this, the shenanigans and stuff like that of Venezuela 3 years ago. Yeah, Hugo Chavez was still alive, actually. So when was that he died? But, you know, here's the deal. It's becoming a humanitarian crisis. That's really what it's becoming because, well, socialism works until you run out of other people's money, right? Which is what Jerry Brown is finding out here in California. He's really running out of other people's money quickly. And so that's why he's trying to claw into retirements. Next, what Jerry Brown's going to start doing is seizing 401ks. Really? That's exactly what he's going to do. I mean, he's going to try and do anything he can do that under his control. If it has state of California influence on it, he is going to deem the money his. If it's in a bank account where he can get to it, he's going to get to it. That's what's going to happen. This is what happens to despots. This is how they take away your wealth. See, this is where it goes. And this is the plan. Absolutely, it's the plan. And, of course, look what they've been doing to businesses. I mean, just as an example. Okay, so here we have the socialist nightmare going on, socialist one foot into communism business in Venezuela. This is one of the latest that comes out. Over half a million Venezuelans migrate to Colombia amid humanitarian crisis, as being reported right now on a bunch of various websites, Zero Hedge and so on. This one comes from Ken Q from Breitbart. This is what California is going to look like. We're just a couple of steps away from that, believe it or not. But it says, oh, there's just too much wealth. Right, there is wealth for the wealthy. Wealthy. And everybody else just, hole it. Right? Over half a million Venezuelans have now migrated to Colombia amid their country's worsening political, economic, and humanitarian crisis, Colombian migration authorities revealed. Now, I think this is substantial. This comes from BBC News. Colombia says 550,000 Venezuelans have fled to their country. Colombia says the number of Venezuelans leaving or fleeing a severe economic crisis to live in Colombia has increased by 62% in the last 6 months. Migration officials say more than 550,000 Venezuelans are now living in Colombia, mostly illegal. So they've got this illegal situation going on too. See, you see how this pressures people. Get it? This is how it pressures people. It says this influx is putting pressure on the government. Here's the next line. This putting pressure on the government, especially in border areas, to provide the migrants with food, shelter, and medical care. Now, I wonder if the Catholic Charities are working down there in Colombia. What do you think? taking on these Venezuelans? I suspect not, actually. It says the number of Venezuelans traveling through Colombia has doubled. Officials say a million Venezuelans have registered for a migration card that allows them to come and go across the border to buy food and other products scarce in their own country. On an average day in 2017, more than 30,000 Venezuelans used the card to enter and leave Colombia across a border where smugglers thrive selling increasingly unavailable but heavily subsidized Venezuelan products to Colombians. Now, that's kind of weird, isn't it? Isn't that weird? Let me read that again. It says over 30,000 Venezuelans used the card to enter and leave Colombia across a border where smugglers thrive selling increasingly unavailable but heavily subsidized Venezuelan products to Colombians. Of the Venezuelans living in Colombia, 126,000 have legal permission to stay, including some 69,000 who have taken advantage of the humanitarian visa introduced in July. But last week, UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres said the UN was willing to send more aid to Colombia to help with the growing influx of migrants. Now, doesn't this sound interesting? Here we have Colombia with similar problems with us. What kind of aid are they getting? Are they getting subsidized? Venezuela is a rich country, rich, valuable resources, yet they can't seem to get it together. Gee, nice little totalitarian utopia in Venezuela.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston. With Agenda 21.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer, to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
There are enough laws on the books by Congress that are very clear in terms of how we have to enforce our immigration system.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Please visit our website, agenda21radio.news. That's agenda21radio.news. We're talking about this humanitarian crisis that's going on in Venezuela. Go figure. Yeah, and I'm trying to draw some comparisons what's going on in New California. And why New California, we want that. And now we're hearing more and more, people are contacting us from other states around the nation, which has been very, very interesting. And I do have to tell you that of hundreds of phone calls that we've gotten, and we try to get back to just about everybody. We got some other things going on, obviously, and we're trying. But your responses will be fulfilled. We have about another 80 or 90 or so people to get back in touch with. I'm really sorry. It's just the way these things work out. So we're going to be getting the final touches on that. But the responses, by the way, 95% easily in full on enthusiastic support for New California. So we know we've got support, and polls, unofficial polls that are coming back are coming out basically the same, supporting a New California. It's just over the top. So anyway, this is data that's pretty important, but I want to talk about, you know, what California is going to look like, what Washington State's going to look like, what Illinois is going to look like in New York and other states as well. Here in the United States, if, in fact, you continue down the road of being Californicated, such as what's going on in California right now, right? This is the kind of stuff that, this is what makes nations and so on. So anyway, in the third hour, we're going to be reading the text, if you will, and we're also going to be covering what was said. We've got two readings, one by myself and the other one by Scott Bennett in Contra Costa County. The other one was done in Sutter County. So you're going to be able to see how tyranny that is existing now in Venezuela, which is creating these humanitarian crises, exists here, and at the beginning phases of it, where you have a dictator who's really trying to take control. In Venezuela, you have a dictator who's in charge, but here in California, you have the rise of a couple of dictators, Jerry Brown and Javier Becerra, who I think at the end of the day will probably try and run for governor. That's just my against Gavin Newsom. So that would just be a nightmare, wouldn't it? But we think that Javier Becerra might be making a perp walk. That's just my speculation. I have no inside news on that. None. I'm just saying, it just seems to me when you go out and you say the things you said the other day about businesses and ignoring federal law and going to be punished if you do support it. I mean, come on. What's the rule of law all about? So he has some issues going forward with the feds. That's what I'm saying. He has issues going forward. And I think that I wouldn't mess with Jeff Sessions. So anyway, will the tyranny come? And is he saving himself by calling for the tyranny right now? Thinking that these people live in a delusional world, like Hugo Chavez does in Maduro, who's now the totalitarian dictator of Venezuela. They live in a delusional world, and right now you've got Jerry Brown and people in California living in this delusional world. Kate Brown of Oregon, delusional world. And you go down the list of all these different places where they, you know, their state, their governors think of themselves as el presidente, like Jerry Brown. And, you know, I have to tell you, I have witnesses. I hear people talk. People call me and say, this guy's really off the hook. Okay, well, anyway, it's time to take him off the hook, put him back on the hook. Anyway, so this whole thing that's going on in Venezuela is, I think, a pretty good indicator of what California could look like and what might happen here. I know there's a lot of migration across the border, and actually they're being lured, if you will, and that's by the government's fault here. But in this article, it says they talk about this whole thing about Colombia now being impacted by these illegals, if you will, people that are coming across the migrating across the border because of extreme conditions going on in Colombia. It says, we estimate that nearly 550,000 Venezuelans or Colombians who were living in Venezuela are now within the country of and confines of Colombia. This all comes at a cost, and Colombia has assumed that cost. This is the Colombian Economic Minister, I believe. And, you know, it's kind of interesting, that World Economic Forum in Davos. Yeah. We're gonna be saying something about that here in a little bit. We have offered urgent medical attention and school places to all Venezuelans. That's really nice of Colombia to do that. You know, a little bit different type of, you know, associations go on down there between Colombia and Venezuela. And there's other nations. Meanwhile, the General Secretary of the United Nations, Antonio Guterres, has promised he would mobilize international support. Right. Brazil and Dominican Republic are also major destinations of Venezuelan refugees, while the U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Service announced last October that Venezuela had become the number one source of asylum requests in the United States, surpassing countries such as Syria, Ethiopia, Haiti, and China, as well as unprecedented economic crisis that has driven Venezuela's monthly minimum income down to nearly $1 a month. Let me read that again. It sounds like California, doesn't it? It says, dictator Maduro's socialist regime has increased levels of repression against political dissidents in a bid to destroy all opposition, while basic human rights are routinely ignored. Now remember, this is what they said. It says, an unprecedented economic crisis has developed that has driven Venezuela's monthly minimum income down to nearly a dollar a month. Gee, many Christmas. That can't be right. A dollar a month. Wow. It says, last month, Maduro banned the main opposition parties from the upcoming presidential election, which experts believe will almost certainly be rigged. You think? This is Soviet-style elections. This is what happened in the Soviet. Oh, we'll have an election, but Stalin's going to get it. See, doesn't that sound like California? The rigging of the election system. See, I'm building you up to something here, guys. In the third hour, it's all going to become crystal clear as to what I'm doing with you. I'm messing with your minds. You know, when you deal with these dictators, you got to have some fun. You really do. Right? So, I'm having fun with you. We're going to talk about elections in the third hour, believe it or not. It says, relations between Venezuela and Colombia deteriorated in the last year after leader Juan Manuel Santos expressed support towards international pressure against the regime of Maduro. Maduro has in turn described Santos as a very evil man and accused him of trafficking cocaine. Okay, the delusional world of the totalitarians, and that's what Maduro is all about, just like we have in places. Oh, I know. You know, another one is Chicago. Is Rahm Emanuel as delusional as Jerry Brown and Maduro? Now, what do you think? Rahm Emanuel, he's going to call in the United Nations to solve the problem of Chicago. Yeah, that's going to go over like a lead balloon. Do you think Donald J. Trump's going to allow that to happen? He's going to arrest him. I can tell you, listen, let's face it, Donald Trump has the United Nations by the short hairs. Do you know what I mean? He's got him by the scrotal sack. That's really what it is. And I don't think that Rahm Emanuel doesn't get it because I think he's neutered, so he has no fear. Just lack of testosterone. So that's what's going to happen. No one's going to come into. I don't believe the United Nations is going to. They're going to try. I think that was part of a plan. Absolutely, I think that was part of their plan on the left when everything was all copacetic under Obama. Yeah, they were. Listen, they were. There's nobody who's going to tell me that wasn't the case, and that's what they were. They were not planning it. They were. They were very much planning it. So this is what I say, is that now with a different actor in the White House, it's a whole different picture for these folks. They just do not want to be around any of it. God, we're coming. Will you stop the clock? Come on. I'm just starting to get warmed up on this issue. And we have a break. Anyway, got to make money. Get your sleep pillow right now. My pillow. That's what you want. Anyway. We'll be back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember, visit our website, agenda21radio.news.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
Do you take Viagra? Are you tired of overpaying for your pills? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra. With 20 milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results of Viagra for less than $2 per pill. And again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of Viagra. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this. So call 800-297-6668 now.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer, to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Visit our website, agenda21radio.news, and you can also email me, paul@a21r.com. That's paul@a21r.com. Also, our, of course, wonderful, wonderful sister website, newcaliforniastate.com, newcaliforniastate.com. That is something that we are concerned with because a lot of things happening, a lot of really, 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 really good things happening with New California, so we are very, very proud of that. And, you know, if you want all the news and information, especially you can see the videos that we did relative to the whole situation on reading of the grievances, which happened yesterday. Spectacular, spectacular experience, actually. And there's going to be more grievances, obviously, for those of you that do not know how this all works. There's going to be 39 more weeks of grievances. We are in the moat. We are absolutely in the mood, if you will, for a new California experience. And we're going to be talking about this at the Liberty Tour. And those of you that we're going to have the ticket thing straightened out today, and you can buy your tickets, they're $30. Well, they're $20 right now, pre-price, but at the door they're $30. And it's going to be the 10th, and we expect a large crowd. So you might want to make sure you get your tickets. This is going to be in Northern California. We're going to come down to Southern California. And I'm also going to be speaking in Orange County. And I'll tell you about that. A couple of places I'm going to be speaking. So about New California and the other things that are going on. And we definitely want to hear from everybody. And, see how those things, see how things kind of pan out relative to how everybody feels. Feels about New California and other issues going on. So that's going to be upcoming. You'll get that information. We'll put it up on the website, and you'll see what the schedule. We'll actually put a calendar of where I'm going to be. All right, so now this talk about what is going on with another issue that we have not touched upon in a while. So this is one that we sort of perseverated on this months ago. God, I think it's over a year ago. But I've been getting all this information coming in, say, Paul, it's back. Okay, so what is back is what is going on in China vis-a-vis the Vatican. Now, for obvious reasons, we reported on this because, you got the Pope, you got the encyclical. He's a Jesuit. There's all kinds of things going on in China. We were reporting on the fact that the Chinese were not real happy. The Chinese government now. This is the Chinese government. It's not Paul present. Their attitude toward the Catholic Church, and we thought what we understood, with the Jesuits in particular, was one of not real happy. And so they were tearing down cathedrals. Now, we stood in protest to this. I don't care if it was the Franciscans or the Jesuits or whatever it was. It's just wrong, we think, to do that because it's a destruction of Christianity. Okay? Now, so the Chinese were tearing it down. And so, like I said, it didn't matter if it was whatever order it was. It didn't matter to us. It was a Christian desecration of a symbol. So they were tearing down these large cathedrals in China, which had been around for quite some time. So that, is, of course, is a big deal to us. We just don't want to see that sort of thing happening, but it was happening. Okay, so now here is the update that's on that. And the update is that the Chinese, this is from Dr. Thomas Williams, PhD. Now, he's reported on a number of things that we've talked about before, and this is his most recent report that came out yesterday at 3 p.m. Sorry, more coffee. Sorry. It says, a disturbing new report indicates that the Vatican cut a deal with the Chinese Communist Party and subsequently asked legitimate bishops faithful to Rome to step aside to be substituted by members of the Collaborating Patriotic Association. So to keep Catholicism and Christianity alive, is there a deal going on here? Okay. This is kind of interesting. Writing for Asia News, the official outlet of the Pontifical Institute for Foreign Missions, John Baptiste Lin stated that an unnamed foreign prelate from the Vatican had met with two Chinese bishops, Pietro Zhongzhuang of Shantou and Giuseppe Gua Jingting, late last year, and requested that the two yield their diocese to illegitimate bishops who had previously been excommunicated by Rome. In a letter dated October 26, 2017, the Vatican ordered 80-year-old Bishop Zhuang to resign and leave his post to the illicit Bishop Giuseppe Huang Benzang. How's that gap? Anyway. Benzang, I think I got that right, actually, whom the Holy See allegedly plans to rehabilitate. Okay. Zhuang, this is the guy that they replaced, had been secretly ordained in 2006 with Vatican approval, but was never recognized by the communist authorities. An anonymous ecclesial source in Shantou declared that Bishop Zhuang refused to obey and agreed instead to carry the cross for disobeying. All right. In late December, Bishop Zhuang was taken from the diocese in the south and brought under guard to Beijing to meet with senior representatives of the central government and a delegation from the Vatican. Okay, so this kind of plays out what I was talking about. It's kind of interesting. We're getting information from October right now. This is the new news. I guess this is the Vatican trail of papers, I guess. I don't know. So, but I'm going to push this in the position of what we were reporting about a year ago was this destruction of all these churches in China, Catholic churches. So you can kind of see the timing is about right when what we were talking about, because they were talking about Ordain in 2006, and then later on last year, you know, he had these things going on. So about a year ago, we're about in the right time frame. In late December, Bishop Zhuang was taken from the diocese in the south and brought under guard to Beijing. During his stay in Beijing, the elderly bishop was taken to the headquarters of the Patriotic Association and Council of Chinese Bishops, where he met with government-approved bishops Ma Yongling, Shen Bin, and Guo Jingkai. There you go. I got those right. Who are the president, vice president, and general secretary of the Council of Bishops. Neither the Patriotic Association nor the Council of Bishops is recognized by the Holy See, and bishops Mao and Guo are both illicit and currently not reconciled with the Vatican. Okay, so I like what she's saying here, or they're saying here. It says, on December 21st, Zheng was taken to a hotel where he met with the three representatives of the State Administration for Religious Affairs, followed by a meeting with a foreign bishop and three foreign priests of the Vatican, Asia News reports. The ecclesial source for the news said he believes that the prelate in question was Archbishop Claudio Maria Kelly, in charge of negotiations between China and the Holy See since they resumed official dialogue in 2014. I find it interesting. The date of 2014 comes up in this official dialogue between the Chinese government and the Vatican. Zhuang's replacement, Bing Zhang, has been a member of the National People's Congress, the Chinese parliament, for a number of years. And Wang has officially excommunicated by the Holy See in 2011 when he accepted episcopal ordination without a papal mandate. Similarly, underground Bishop Jing of Mingdong received instructions from the Vatican last October to cede his post to the illicit bishop and to take up the role of as an auxiliary. After meeting with Zhang in Beijing last December, the Vatican delegation went south to the province of Fujian in order to meet with Bishop Zan, one of seven illicit bishops. So, geez, this is amazing stuff. See, What I'm getting at is, here you have this totalitarian regime and mindset in China, and they've got this Catholic problem. And the Catholic problem they started to solve, I believe, in 2014, and it kind of led up yet to last year, the beginning of last year, which would have been 2016. So 2015, about the timing, about right. So something is going on between the Vatican and the Chinese government right now, and I wonder what that is. But I have a feeling that there's going to be more oppression coming in China for Catholics.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a bill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Do you take Viagra? Are you tired of overpaying for your pills? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra. With 20 milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results of Viagra for less than $2 per pill. And again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of Viagra. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this. So call 800-297-6668 now.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer, to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
We're also a nation of laws. That's part of our tradition.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Please visit the website, agenda21radio.news. That's agenda21radio.news. And yes, I'm fielding calls in between segments here on Agenda 21 Radio for New California. We're multitasking. Anyway, so we've got a number of things going on here. And one of the things that's very, very important to understand is that, we live in this world of the United Nations, right? I have a feeling the United Nations is going to cease to exist. I predict, I just don't, I predict that in the next, I would say in the next 2 years, at least by 4 years, by 2020, the United Nations will be dissolving. That's what I think. I think that, and it's true. I just believe that we're going to find other ways to communicate and hold the world together besides the United Nations and their totalitarians that are a part of it. There's going to be so much that's going to be coming out about this, and I think that you're going to start to see this collusion between the Vatican and China grow. That's what I think. Collusion. Yes, I think there's going to be real. I think there's real collusion here. That's why I brought the topic up, because it's timely right now. Real collusion. There's going to be a repolarization of the world as we know it. I think the United States is going to be closer to Russia, less closer to China. And I think China is going to try and, of course, drive the proverbial wedge by going after South American, Central American countries, and more continue the extension of their hatred towards the United States by way of the hatred of the Mexican government to the United States, which has been legend. A lot of people don't understand. Mexico is not really our friend. It really isn't. It hasn't been. You got to remember that it was Mexico that supported Adolf Hitler in World War II, and of course was on the side of Germany in the First World War. Why do you think they had their submarines were tended in Mexico during both wars? Didn't know that? Yeah. Isn't that nice? We were at war on the home front. A lot of people didn't realize it, how close the war really was. It was Mexico that was not helping us. Go figure, right? Go figure. So, the world is made up of strange bedfellows, but I'm just saying that. I really believe that that's probably the case about what's going on. Now we've got an interesting article. Everybody's in Davos, Switzerland, of course. And everybody's in Davos, and what they're doing, it's a meeting of the minds, so to speak, and it's, of course, the World Economic Forum, the WEF, as it's called, in Davos. President's there. He's going to be making some speeches and so on. It's kind of interesting. The summit has been attended by 1,000 private jets. delivering globalist elites to the World Economic Forum in Davos, where attendees are discussing, among other topics, the major threat of climate change. I think that's going to be debunked, too, pretty solidly. And I think that a bunch of colleges who have, masters and PhDs in global warming, they're going to have to figure out, maybe if we stop chemtrailing and altering the environment, we might have a different type of environmental concern to be worried about when we start to recognize that one. Because, there's global warming, global climate change, whatever, that's being man-made, deliberately man-made, that word scientifically made, not as a result of our normal affairs during, living cycle. No, that's not happening. The other way, yeah, weather modification has happened for a long time. And people have come up to me and said, well, you believe in global warming. Yeah. Anyway, so research, this is as airports around the Swiss ski resort will see the number of private jets spike 335% during the annual meeting of the world's elites, according to Air Charter Services. Research commissioned by the jet hire company found an average of 218 private jet movements a day during the week-long forum, compared to only 65 daily flights. Now, it says Andy Christie, group director for executive jets at ACS, said clients last year opted for expensive heavy jets to their lighter, more environmentally friendly alternatives, with Gulfstream GVs and Global Expresses both being used more than 100 times each year. Says, with the length of some of the journeys, these slightly larger aircraft would have been needed, but with such wealthy individuals attending, they can afford to use such aircraft from wherever and whenever they're coming, as well as the element of larger aircraft being seen as a status symbol. There you go. Uh-huh. Says the summit opened with a speech from Narendra Modi, in which he identified climate change as the number one threat to civilization. As we get into our private jet, the hypocrisy is amazing, isn't it? So much for Davos. And, we're giving that Agenda 21 flair, a little feel to it right now because, we need to. Davos. Yeah. I've never been to Davos. Back in the day when I was a skier, I used to ski all the time. When I was svelte, always thought about going to this kind of place. But, in America, we have just fabulous ski resorts in the United States. So why go to Europe? Just to have that European say, oh, I've been to Europe, I've been a skier, I've been doing this, that, and the other. Anyway, World Economic Forum says, inclusive globalism means embracing LGBT rights, Davos attendee told. There you go. All right, we'll worry about that one. This is from Breitbart. This part says inclusive. This is another report from the World Economic Forum from Breitbart, and this is Donna Rachel Edmonds. We got to get this in here. A little statement about it. Corporations should be encouraged to support gay rights as a means to further economic gain. Attendees at the World Economic Forum in Davos will hear this week. World leaders gather this week in the Swiss ski resort to discuss how to make globalism more inclusive in response to the rising tide of populism. As part of the agenda, Chief Operating Officer for the Thomson Reuters Foundation, Antonia Zappula, has suggested private and public sector leaders be encouraged to be more inclusive of LGBT staff. Okay. That's the latest from the World Economic Forum and reporting for Agenda 21 Radio. This is Paul Preston. We'll be back.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra.
Viagra for less than $3 a bill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Med is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
Do you take Viagra? Are you tired of overpaying for your pills? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra. With 20 milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results of Viagra for less than $2 per pill. And again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of Viagra. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this. So call 800-297-6668 now.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer, to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
Back to Agenda 21 Radio with your host, Paul Preston.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Please feel free to, of course, go crazy. I'm sorry. It's one of those days, and listen, we're on the second pot of Agenda 21 Radio coffee. The brew is here. The brew is you. Anyway, so, yeah, we're going to be coming back the next hour, and I think this is something that I hope everybody will want to check out, because we're going to be talking about what is going on with New California. And yesterday they read their first grievance number one. 39 more grievances coming. And, I'm sorry, they're not at one time. 39 weeks ahead of us of grievances. Isn't that amazing? 39. You know, there's 52 weeks in a year. So it's almost a year full of, not only are you going to get an earful, you're going to get a year full. Almost a year full, anyway, of grievances. That'll be a nice little set the tone for Governor Jerry Brown. What do you think? And the rest of the totalitarians. See, we don't want to become like Hugo Chavez and Maduro. We don't want that for California. We don't want Venezuela, which is starting to slide into it and starting to look a lot like it. Yeah, people are getting much more aggressive anyway. So, all right, we've got to go for this hour. When we come back, we're going to be talking about grievances in New California and other things. So you'll definitely want to stay for this. And, of course, you've got Agenda 21 Radio for one more hour. And also, visit our website, agenda21radio.news and newcaliforniastate.com. And remember, like I say at this time of the radio show, stay strong, America. Stay strong. You are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
You're listening to Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.